Amen. Amen. Cast all your cares upon the Lord. Good evening, saints. Welcome to our Thursday evening Bible study. I trust that all is well with each and every one of you, for the Lord truly is good. Let us open up our Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 3. That is 2 Timothy chapter 3. Last time we were together, we were in 2 Timothy chapter 2. And in this chapter, Paul encouraged Timothy to be strong and endure hardness as a good soldier of our Lord Jesus Christ. We also must remember we will suffer many things for the gospel, and we need to be encouraged to endure and be strong. As a soldier, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Mm-hmm. We also must be reminded that we should be the first partaker of the fruit of the character of God. If we suffer with him, we will reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. And whether you believe or not, he cannot deny himself. Amen. We have been encouraged to study to show ourselves approved unto God, and avoid vain talk that increases ungodliness. Because of these very things, people have erred from the truth, thinking that Jesus has already come. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure. We have been encouraged to purge ourselves from these things. And last, in meekness, teach those that oppose themselves, that they may be recovered from the snare of the devil who has taken them captive. With that, let's look at chapter 3, starting at verse 1. This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Perilous times means dangerous times, and these are the last days. I think we all will agree these last days are dangerous. If you haven't noticed, turn on the news. These shootings in the schools are getting closer and closer to home. In the book of Jude, it says there will be mockers in the last time who will walk after their own ungodly lusts. A mocker is one who will mimic or ridicule you. And this is exactly what you see going on today. It also says they separate themselves sensual, having not the spirit. Separate themselves sensual means they gratified their physical appetite. First John has told us in the last days the Antichrist shall come. And again, these are the last days. In these last days, every form of evil shall abound. Some might ask, what other evil could possibly come? This wickedness comes both through teachers and other people, both through leaders and their followers. Verse 2 says, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. We see that now. Covetous, boasters, proud. This is not only the ungodly, but this is also people who profess to be Christians. Covetousness is to mean all they have care about is money and possessions. It is saying they think about no one but themselves. First Corinthians says, love does not boast. Love does not brag on itself or is puffed up in itself. A blasphemer. Blaspheme is those who lack reverence to God, to speak of or to God in a disrespectful manner. Disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. You find many children today this way, and very disrespectful to their parents. Just because you are grown and have become a parent doesn't mean you can be disrespectful to your living parents. It says, honor thy father and mother that thy days may be long. Amen. Honoring does not expire at a certain age for either a child or parent. Then it says, without natural affection, meaning having no kindness or honor for anyone, no feeling whatsoever, being cold-hearted, a truce breakers. Your words mean absolutely nothing. You're unwilling to agree and keep it. You will not reconcile with others when there is a difference in what is being said. False accusers. To use malicious statements to injure others. Incontinent and fierce. Not restraint. Lacking control. Fierce is having a violent nature. Can you see the world acting this way today? One who is violent means they are out of control and will cause damage and destruction wherever they go, to themselves and others. Despisers of those that are good, meaning to literally hate somebody that is good. How bad is that? And you see this all over, at schools, at work, in homes, in the grocery stores, at the park, at church, between siblings, between parents. Again, these are the last days. Verse 4 says, traitors, those who would deliver someone up to an enemy. Judas was a traitor. He betrayed Christ and delivered him to his enemies. We defined this word back in the day as being a tattletale. As a child, we did it to get our way or to get something we wanted. Today, people grow up betraying others to get their way or to get something. Heady, to be headstrong and inconsiderate. This means regardless of what anyone else says, you are going to do it your way. And regardless whether they are right or not, your ears are turned out. High-minded, those who are full of themselves and empty of all good thoughts. They are inflated with pride and self-conceit. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. What may be said about this is the character that they possess seeks for pleasure. It is a carnal pleasure. When you look and listen to the news, whether local or worldwide, that's all you see and hear. Verse 5 says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. A form is a shape or structure. If they have a shape or structure of godliness, but do not acknowledge the power, stay away. If there is no truth, there is no power. If a person looks religious and acts religious, that is what they are, religious. Do not entertain or embrace anything from such. Verse 6 says, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust. It is these types of people who have a form. They are false teachers. They prey on the weak. They creep into people's homes and try to take advantage of their temptations. It is those who have little ability to detect them, and also upon women who have husbands so they can win them over. In many cases, if you win the wife, the husband follows. Back then, these types of men did not enter into Judaism, the Protestants, or Roman Catholic. But they were found among those that were receiving Christ. Today, you probably would not find these type of people among Muslims, Buddhists, and some other religions. But we certainly see them among those that are Christians. Some Christians have been known to jump from church to church, looking for all the wrong things in all the wrong places. Verse 7 says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They just don't get it. One writer says they are devoted to the false teachers, but they are never able to come to the knowledge of truth because their teachers hide it from them. Another reason for not being able to come to the truth is because the one teaching has no knowledge themselves. If you are exposed and taught everything but Jesus, you will never learn or know who is the only true God and his son. John 17:3 said, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." Amen. To have this knowledge, you must first see the Son. When you see Jesus, you will know both of them. And the church which is in you will be built up for your revelation and understanding. Look at verse 8. "Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. These were two famous magicians in Egypt who withstood Moses when he was working miracles before Pharaoh." Their names are not mentioned in the scriptures, but it is believed Paul got them from either public tradition or from ancient Jewish records. Verse 9 says, "But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men as theirs also was." Just like God made the magicians' folly and madness known, the heretics and seducers will be made known to us as well. Mm-hmm. We must know God will, in his own time, by the preaching of the word, disclose false teachers and their delusions to his people. "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, charity, patience. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, for this doctrine and our doctrine is the teaching of Jesus Christ. Manner of life. Our manner of life is to be sound and sincere, holy and unblameable. Our purpose is to be conformed to the image of the Son, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Our faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. We must believe he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Our long suffering. Ephesians says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Charity, which is love. God is love. God's love is long suffering and is kind. Patience, with God's love and long suffering, we must be patient with one another. James 5:7 said, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and have long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain." Verse 11 tells us, "Persecution, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra, with persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me." In this city, it is said, the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women, and the chief men of the city raised persecutions against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of their coast. But they shook off the dust off their feet against them. Also in this account, certain Jews persuaded the people to stone Paul. After Paul being stoned, Paul was pulled away and his life was miraculously restored, and they departed. Yea, verse 12, "And all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Amen. Don't think because you receive Christ, you will not suffer persecution. Mm-hmm. Don't think everyone will agree with you and go your way. 1 Peter 4:16-19 tells us, "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf." Mm-hmm. Verse 19 said, "Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Now, back to 2 Timothy 3, verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Saints, the wickedness and deceptions of man will increase daily. Verse 14 says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. We must continue in what we have learned about our Lord and Savior. We must continue to teach who Jesus is, his will and his work, his purpose and his calling. We must continue to teach what he said so we may know how to live. Verse 15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Jesus said this in John, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. Timothy was given the Holy Scriptures and taught them by his mother and grandmother. Many of us have some type of teaching. Whatever you have, continue therein. The knowledge and understanding of Jesus Christ is able to make you wise and save your soul. Verse 16 says, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. What is written comes from God and will benefit our souls. Mm-hmm. One, doctrine means teaching. All you need to know about God, the word will teach. Yes. As children, we need to be taught and learn from those that teach us. We learn to believe in them. Hebrews says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. For reproof, if we need to be reprimanded, the word does it in love. Yes. In growing up, we will all need to keep, we will need the word to keep us on the right path. Through Jesus, the word will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Correction. When it is wrong, we need to be told it is wrong. If we accept correction, we don't have to be reproved. John said, you are clean through the word, which I have spoken unto you, and we are sanctified by the word. Instruction in righteousness. When we have the teaching, when we have the reproof, when we have the correction, we can be instructed in righteousness. We now have a savior of life and not a life of destruction. We can live holy and godly in the sight of God, our creator. Verse 17 says that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. First, remember what Timothy, 1 Timothy 6:11 and 12 said. He said, flee these things. Meaning, flee the riches and the lusts that drown men in destruction and pierce themselves through with many sorrows. And follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Then it says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Then in 2 Timothy 2:21 it said, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. To do these things, it is necessary to be reproved, corrected, and instructed by the doctrine that comes from God through the word of God, so you may be complete and mature in him. You will be meet for the master's use, meaning you have become a vessel of honor that God can use to do his will and share it with others that need it. My time is up, and I thank you for yours.